on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Algoa FM with Sunset Sweatshop. It's called Show Me Your Love. You're with Wayne Lee and Charlie T on Algoa FM Breakfast, where it's gone 8:10. Team Lee, remember we were saying we're feeling like, you know, everyone's feeling slightly sluggish today.
Yes, all except for one.
Yeah, no. But so then I thought, okay, well, everyone's feeling slightly sluggish. What helps normally somebody that's a little more motivated than you are? Maybe a motivational speaker could help us. Maybe an author could help us. Maybe a lecturer, a historian
and
could help us.
And someone who is the perfect picture of health, because the rest of us look haggard. And he walks in here.
Morning!
He's so bright. And his skin is glowing. He looks freshly shaved. Just lovely.
Dr. Dean Allen, welcome to Algo FM.
Morning, guys. Come on, we've got to liven ourselves up on a Monday morning. We've got no choice, have we?
Sometimes you have to fake it, if necessary.
Exactly. This is a mini New Year, after all.
Which is why we've invited you into the studio this morning, just to help us a little bit. Something exciting, which we're going to touch on in just a bit. But, Dean, I met you for the first time. We went out for the night for the launch of the carriage at Founders Lodge. And I was like, I don't know who Dr. Dean Allen is. And then you started telling us stories, and that's when you got us all. We were just sitting there in awe of the knowledge and the power and everything you know about not just Gqeberha, but the Eastern Cape as well. Things that I don't even know, and I was raised here, which is quite exciting. So we'll get to that in a bit. But for those that don't know who Dr. Dean Allen is, who is Dr. Dean Allen?
Oh, what a big question.
It is.
Monday.
It's a broad question.
Hey. Well, despite the accent, I feel South African. Can we get that out of the way, first of all? I even supported the box against England in 2019. That's how South African.
Good.
Wow.
So sorry to my English friends listening. I arrived in the 90s in South Africa and fell in love with this country, fell in love with the people, as if I found my tribe. Of course, I'm from the UK originally. I'm from a little village in Somerset in the West Country there. But this country has given me so much opportunity. I went to Stellenbosch University. I did a master's degree. I did a PhD. I'm kind of known for writing the book about Mikey Fontaine called Empire, War and Cricket, yes, and it's turned into a bestseller. But I still pinch myself talking about that because I'm the first person in my whole family to go to university.
Oh, wow.
And I went late at the age of 27, and I've never looked back, really. But South Africa, for me, it's been my journey. And then arriving, as we met at that incredible event, I mean, you've got Adrian Gardner launching a railway carriage next to his game reserve. It's quite an incredible event, really, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But do you remember, I was sitting there and listening to you guys live on air, and at the time I didn't know what my journey was going to be. Typical kind of Adrian, he had invited me along, and then I think he announced live on air that I was going to write this book for him.
You'll know about that.
Which was a surprise to you as well.
Which was, yeah, it was quite a surprise. And then everybody looked at me and went, good luck with that. And we basically, my project is to write the history of wildlife tourism here in the Eastern Cape, which is a bigger story than just Adrian, of course. And what a privilege. So we moved our family here in April, and I've never looked back. I just love living in the Bay. We've rented out our place.
Where from? So from the Western Cape?
From the Western Cape. So think about that. I've come from England to South Africa, and I've come from the Western Cape to the Eastern Cape. I'm like a salmon swimming against the tide,
yeah,
aren't I?
Yeah.
And we've, as I said, we've rented out our place down there, and we've moved here permanently. We love living here. We love the energy of the Bay, the fact that we almost, now come on, let's be positive. We're at this point now where it's almost like a rebirth. People in the Bay are starting to rebuild. You know, we've gone through tough times, and it just feels like I've arrived at the right time. And I'm the messenger in all this.
I mean, cusp of change.
Yeah.
And as if you haven't got enough on your table, you're not writing books. You're journeying into this podcast with Algoa FM. How did that journey come about?
Well, what an opportunity. Obviously, I'd met with a few of you guys. I met with Alfie, and I've been interviewing these incredible people as part of the book. And I thought in the back of my mind, you know what, these people need exposure. I mean, inspirational people, all with a different story, different angle. It's not just about conservation. It's about basically people who have inspired me but should have a wider platform in which to share their story. And I thought to myself, do you know what? That would be the ideal thing in which to do a podcast. I've always wanted to do one, Charlie, but never given the opportunity. So for me, what a platform in which to do this here in the bay in which I live, Algoa country. But it's not just going to be confined to the Eastern Cape. I hope this goes national and international as well, because a lot of the guests I've chosen have really got a message that should be spread wide and far.
Wow.
So, Dean, I mean, the podcast is called Frontier Land. Essentially, in a nutshell, how would you describe it? If you had to create, you know, your one-liner for the podcast, what would it be about? And secondly, why the interest in the history of the Eastern Cape?
I think the one-liner is stories of inspiration from South Africa. I think we often hear bad news from our country. I mean, the reality is that we have a lot of challenges. But for me, there are incredible people in this country trying to make a difference. Eastern Cape, for me, it is the frontier. It is the home of much of our history. I mean, I do a lot of public speaking, as you know, and I've got a popular talk at the moment where I talk about frontier land. I go right back to the Khoi, the San, and then we bring it forward, obviously, the 1820 settlers, the Afrikaners who are here, the tremendous Khoza culture that we've got in this area as well, and this amalgam of people. And it feels like this is where it's almost like a rebirth as well in terms of the acknowledgement of this part of the world. Mm. I mean, Madiba was from here, a lot of the struggle icons. And I fell in love with the country again when I moved here, when I started to travel this part. There are so many untapped
gems.
And you know, you go to a little place like Bedford, for example, that has really regenerated itself. And I say to anybody, if anybody runs down our country, just go to Bedford and see what they've done. You know, they've turned that community around, and you can see it happening time and time again. So for me, the Eastern Cape is the perfect place to launch a podcast such as this and to bring people in. And the good thing is while I'm doing my research for the book, I'm doing a lot of, you know, interviews, and I think straight away you'll be great for the podcast, and that's what I've done. And we've built up a series of interviews already that I'm so excited, and I just can't wait for them to get out there.
I mean, you say you're going to be talking to inspirational people with you know, remarkable stories. Are you allowed to tell us just yet maybe one, two, or three of those
people? A tease. Yeah, well, of course, always a tease. We launched the podcast today with Dr. Andrew Muir. Andrew, anyone who knows, he's one of the leading conservationists in South Africa. He's a social entrepreneur. He's been the CEO of Wilderness Foundation Africa since the year 2000. He took over from an incredible man called Dr. Ian Player, who was an inspiration to Adrian Gardner, actually. And just to listen to Andrew, I just encourage everybody to listen to that podcast as soon as possible. He's a bit like our David Attenborough, if I may say so. He's got a real authority. You can just hear the power in his voice, and he speaks with knowledge.
And the passion.
Yeah. I know when we were recording it, Wayne, I could see Wayne just gripped by what this man was trying to say. He's got a message that is a real message. We all have challenges with our environment. As I said, he talks conservation. So it's quite a big one to launch with, but it's an important one. And then we follow that up with some incredible people. We've got a man called Div de Villiers, who's he's 6'5", size 15 feet. He's the green scorpion. He's the big protector of our wildlife. He's been doing that for 40 years. Anybody who'd want to dabble with our wildlife or go up against Div, I don't know. He's a bit
going to be in trouble.
And then we've got, like I say, we've got some inspirational ladies as well coming up. And I've spoken to descendants of Chief Makoma. Recently, that Khoza warrior, who ironically was fighting against my descendants, the English, here in the Eastern Cape all those years ago, and they've chosen me to tell their story. So we've got a real mixture of stories, and as I said, this goes beyond Algoa country, but the people in our area will certainly identify with the names and the people that we refer to.
Well, it's exciting. You say the first chat is available now with Dr. Andrew Muir on algofm.co.za. You can listen to that podcast on our website, but you can also listen to it on the platforms that you use as well in your own time. I mean, these are some of these conversations are quite heavy conversations.
They are heavy, and that's the beauty of a podcast, of course. You can dip in and out. I like to have a bit of humour in there as well. I mean, there's certainly different subjects and different angles we take. There is a conservation kind of drive throughout some of them. But for me, we've got some incredible stuff coming up. And another one that I'm really excited about, my wife is Slovakian, and we took our little one-year-old back for the very first time. We haven't been home.
I've seen your one-year-old on social. She is a cutie.
She's more famous than her dad, by the way. I'm sure a lot of the listeners would have probably seen the famous little turtle video. It went viral, 75 million views, her falling along King's Beach here in Port Elizabeth.
Oh,
no, she's amazing. We took her back to see her family in Slovakia this summer. And we met a refugee family from Ukraine in the village. The village are supporting these people, and I interviewed them, along with obviously the translation from my wife. And we've just recorded that, and that's some story as well. And I just think we need to bring some of those stories to the awareness of the South African public. So if I get the opportunity to meet inspirational people along my journey, I'll certainly include them. And it's great because I can bring everybody along with me. And now I think there was a gap for something like this. And I'm so pleased, and I thank you at Algoa for supporting me on this and giving me the platform.
I love that it's running parallel to the book as well. Mm. So, you know, they kind of feed off one another, and you listen to the podcast, you look forward to reading the book, you read the book, you dip into the podcast, and there's this
marriage
between the two. I really like that idea.
Yeah, no, it is a teaser for the book. When I first spoke to Adrian, or when he told me what I was going to do that day, of course.
Adrian told us what we were doing for the most of that morning as well.
I remember that. Never mind the news. He's continuing to speak. We thought, oh, we could wrap this up in a year. No, it's not. It's going to be longer than that, because this is a story of really a record of people in this region. People like the Rushmeres and Folds family, you know, that have been here for generations, that have created our landscape. And no, this is a story that needs to be told. We're going to be telling Adrian's story, of course. It's quite a colourful story. But that for me is the big work, to be able to tell the history of wildlife conservation here in Eastern Cape.
Well, so many people excited on Telegram, Dean. Yolanda says, she'd like your contacts. If we can share them with her afterwards. She says the descendants of David Stierman would like to get in touch. And Pam says, yay, Bedford.
I see that.
And Belinda's wanting to know the name of the podcast. It is, of course, Frontier Land.
All right, Frontier Land is now available on the website at algofm.co.za and also on the other podcasting platforms that you may use as well. Launches today on Algo FM, and the conversations will continue weekly as well as he chats to inspirational people. Look forward to it as well. Dr. Dean Allen in the studio this morning. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you. And have a great Monday, everybody.
Yeah,
come on.
Well,
let's get that energy up.
Thank you, Dean.
By the way, where can we find out more information about you? You've got a website.
Yeah, deanallen.co.za. That's Allen with an E, not an A. And on my socials, go to certainly my Facebook. If you want to see the little turtle, she's on my Dr. Dean Allen Facebook page that you can find me.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.